Whitehorse residents could be paying an additional $12.50 to have their recycling picked up. The proposed fees for curbside and depot recycling were presented to Council at the August 20 Standing Committee meeting. With Ravenry Center, one of the city's prominent recyclable waste management companies, closing its free public paper and packaging drop-off in September. The city has stepped in to operate a temporary curbside recycling program and temporary recycling depot out of the current city landfill north of downtown Whitehorse, at mile 919.72 off the Alaska Highway. Those who currently have curbside pickup for compost and garbage will be able to get curbside recycling as well, but will pay an additional $12.50 monthly on top of their current curbside collection fees, according to Ira Webb, the city's manager of solid waste. That means total curbside collection for three-stream, garbage, compost and recycling, will be $27.30 per home, up from $14.80 for two-stream, collection, garbage and compost. The overall monthly cost of the curbside pickup program works out to around $25 per dwelling, but the Yukon government is subsidizing half of the cost, said Webb. Residents who don't get their waste picked up curbside will be able to drop off their recyclable waste for $1 a bag at a temporary depot the city will operate out of the current municipal landfill site. Kirk Cameron asked city staff about the possibility of the city covering costs for curbside pickup, but Tracy Allen, Director of Infrastructure and Operations, said the city would have to pull around $1 million from reserves to cover the cost. According to City Manager Jeff O'Farrell, the city is close to entering into a contract for curbside recycling. The proposed fees are slated to go to council next week. The program is set to run only until a program is set up under the territory's Extended Producer Responsibility Regulation, which lays out the responsibility for collection and recovery of paper and packaging. In January 2024, the Yukon government said it will establish an extended producer responsibility system in the territory over the next 2 years. Contact Taylor Stockton at taylor.stockton@yukon-news.com.